Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. Rod Hampton bringing you more inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world. And Juliana Smoke gets us started.
Thanks, Rod. Today we're going to talk with a missionary who is sharing Jesus with the deaf Chaldean refugees.
I'm John Graham, and if someone in your life is contemplating or struggling with the aftermath of suicide, call them right now, because we'll talk about a new film that sheds light on the subject on today's Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later we talk with a leader who says that churches have a great and often unrealized opportunity to reach people through the web and social media.
I'm Myrna Brown. How would you feel about seeing his face on your favorite can of soda? How Josh Wilson is using his new platform.
Also today, the Journeyman Program for International Missions on our Missionary Moment. That's this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. Phyllis Harborough is teaching sign language and introducing the gospel to a group of refugees in her hometown. Life with Purpose Radio's Juliana Smoke is here with her story.
There is a small people group called the Chaldeans. They are a tribe from northern Iraq. Many of them have fled and are now refugees in Phyllis Harborough's town of Sterling Heights, Michigan. She realized that out of that small group, there is an even smaller group. Chaldeans that are deaf. She is teaching them American Sign Language, and while she teaches them, she shares the gospel. Phyllis Harborough is a Mission Service Corps missionary to the deaf for the North American Mission Board, and she joins us on Life with Purpose Radio. Welcome.
Hi.
Your church is Memorial Baptist Church in Sterling Heights, Michigan, and that is where the Lord gave you a heart for those who are deaf and began your ministry.
Yes. We had a member of our church who brought a friend to our services, and he was deaf, and they were frantically writing for him everything that was being said and pointing out the songs that were being sang. And my heart was so touched to think that we had someone in our church service who could not hear the gospel, and we made a commitment to that man that we would learn sign language for him. He came for 3 weeks, never came back, but we took a one-year class and began to learn sign language so that we could share with the deaf in our community. It was 3 years before the deaf began to come, but we were faithful to what God had called us to do as we waited for the deaf to come to hear the gospel of Jesus.
Wow. Taking that initial step in obeying God and taking those classes and learning sign language has now led you to share Jesus with the Chaldean people. Tell us about the people who you all are ministering to.
I've been teaching a sign language class to the Iraqi refugees. And many of them have come to America to have a better life, and they cannot speak the American language. They cannot communicate. Some of them know a little bit of the Iraqi sign language, but most of them know none. And so I've been able to share the gospel as the doors have been opening as I've been teaching them American Sign Language.
Wow. And I could just imagine how isolating that would be to be a refugee in a foreign land and then being deaf on top of that.
Yes, it's very difficult because there is no communication, and then they become victimized or they become abused or taken advantage of. So I feel like God has called me to be there to build relationships with them, to show them the love of Christ in America and how we worship God here. And through teaching them sign language, the doors have opened for me to be able to not only teach them American Sign Language, but teach them about God.
Wow, what an incredible door the Lord has opened. And I love to hear how the Lord is using your skill to reach refugees right in your backyard. How have you seen them impacted by the gospel?
By me coming and being with them on a weekly basis, I've tried to show the love of Christ and acceptance for them here in our country. We have a parent who has three deaf children who can't communicate with their children. And that to me was so devastating. Not only are they isolated outside of their home, but they're isolated in their home. And to see 4 or 5 weeks later that they can actually communicate with their children was very touching, as God had used me to help them to be able to communicate with their children.
How can we pray for you and the deaf Iraqi refugees?
I would ask that we would pray that God would not only open their minds to the American way of life, but that he would open their minds with a sensitivity to how great he is and who he is. And even though they're isolated in a foreign country, God can also be that friend of all friends to them. So I would ask that you would pray that we would be sensitive to God's leadership as he opens the doors in the community. I just want to be available, and I think anybody with any skill, any talent that God gives you, he can use it in ways that we would never think or imagine.
And Phyllis, what would you say to somebody who says, you know, I might not have the ability to sign language, but maybe I have another gift or talent and want to use it for God's glory?
The best thing we can do is take what we have and give it to Him and ask Him to show us how we can use it. When they first asked me if I would teach this class, I was like, I don't think I can do that. But you know what? God does it through us. With our faults and our failures, He just takes what we have, and when we commit it to Him, He uses it for His glory.
We've been speaking with Phyllis Harbo, Mission Service Corps Missionary to the Deaf for the North American Mission Board. Phyllis, thank you so much for your time, and we will be keeping you and the Iraqi refugees in our prayers.
Thank you so much, and God bless you.
For A Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio.
Many of us feel there's so much more to life. Jesus offers us hope for every situation. All we need to do is ask. A change in your life is so easy to find. Learn more at findithere.com.
Thank you for listening each week to Life with Purpose Radio. Hope Ridge is a new movie that deals with the subject of suicide, starring Sam Sorbo. John Graham talks with Sam on today's Culture Connection.
Suicide is a very real problem in our culture, from bullied teens to adults dealing with depression, and it leaves far more than only one victim. Our friends at PureFlix Entertainment have just produced Hope Bridge, a film that deals with the subject, and Sam Sorbo is one of its stars. She joins us today to talk about it. Sam, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Let me say to any recognizing that last name, Sam is married to another one of our guests we've had before, Kevin Sorbo. And this is not the first time you've worked together on screen. In fact, you guys met on the set of Hercules, isn't that right?
That is true.
Well, the point of our time today, tell us a little bit about Hope Bridge.
So Hope Bridge deals with a young man, a teenager, who contemplates suicide after the suicide of his father, my husband in the movie. So I play his mother. And I determined that he needs to get some help. And he sees a therapist in Kevin Sorbo plays the therapist, and he still feels, even though he's got some help in the therapy, still feels a need to go on a search, and he tries to find out the truth behind his father's suicide. It's an uplifting film. He ends up not taking his own life. Mm. Spoiler alert. But I feel it's necessary to tell people that because it's such a heavy subject.
Sure.
The purpose of the film is really to shine some light on it. They say sunlight is the best disinfectant, and suicide is kind of a dirty subject. We don't want to talk about it. I remember when I was on the set and I was speaking with one of the producers who was intimately touched by suicide, and he said, you know, it was weird because people didn't know what to say to me, so they stayed away from me.
Yeah.
And that really, there's a shame that's associated with it, and it shouldn't be, because that's part of its, in a sense, that's part of its allure or what have you.
Mm. Well, and I have no doubt, with as many places as this program goes, that someone listening is being touched by this right now. What kind of information can you share with our listeners who might be needing this information? How do I help this person right now?
Well, you can go to Hope Bridge the Movie. HopeBridgeTheMovie.com, and there's also a joining website that's called ReasonsToLive.org. Reasons, like the word, and then two, the number two, and then live, the word, .org. So ReasonsToLive.org, and you can get more information there. One of the producers, the woman producer, wrote a book that talks about how to fight this battle.
Mm.
But I think the most important thing is, you know, we all need help. And we live in a society that kind of tells people that they shouldn't need help. But the fact is, you should and you do. This is partly why I'm a Christian, is I understand that I am a failed human being and I need help.
Absolutely.
And the farther we get away from our Christian roots, of course, the more in denial we are and the more vulnerable we are.
And now in screenings and premieres and so forth, have you seen people leaving the theater somehow looking at this issue differently and empowered?
Well, I think I've only been to the one opening, which they had in Cincinnati, And the buzz after the it was sort of palpable. We answered questions after the movie was done. The buzz was kind of palpable that people were really moved by this movie, and they really felt like there was some message that they had gotten that they needed to share with other people, and that of course is the whole point.
And it's such an important issue. And of course, like you said, our show is Life with Purpose Radio, and we would long for anyone listening to realize that there is a purpose to their life, and this movie Hope Bridge helps point people back to that. So thank you for being with us. How can folks find out more about the film, Sam?
Well, they go to hopebridgethemovie.com.
Uh-huh.
It's out on DVD. I believe it's in Walmart and all the regular places where you would find it on DVD. But just go to hopebridgethemovie.com and check it out.
And as an aside, you have some published works as well, some books and things like that. Can you tell us how to connect more with you?
Yes, you can find me at samsorbo.com. But if you're really interested, I do a radio show every day from 9 to noon Eastern called The Sam Sorbo Show. And you can find out all the information at samsorbo.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you.
All right. Sam Sorbo, the film is Hope Bridge, and you want to check it out. And as you're listening, I hope your mind leaps to those people that need this message particularly. Until then, I'm John Graham bringing you The Culture Connection.
Each week on Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you stories of people living their lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world. And we hope that you are encouraged to live your life with purpose as you hear our stories. If you would take just a moment and send us your comments, questions, and story suggestions, our email address is stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Again, that's stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. By the way, you can also become a part of our community online at facebook.com/LWP Radio or follow us on Twitter at LWP Radio. Well, our way of saying thanks for listening is to offer you our free book. It's the hardback devotional called Words of Life by Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Convention. And yes, the book is free. It's available at lifewithpurposeradio.com/free book. Let me give that to you one more time. lifewithpurposeradio.com/free book. All right, let's get back to this week's stories. Myrna?
Thanks, Rod. We enjoy listening to his music. How do you feel about seeing his face on your favorite can of soda? How Josh Wilson is using his new platform.
All right, thanks, Myrna. The Journeyman program introduces college students to the world of international missions for a 2-year term. And it's ahead on our missionary moment. But first, Ron Lawson is in the Life with Purpose radio studio with a story, Churches, Web, and Social Media.
Churches today must take every opportunity to reach out and share the good news of Christ through any means possible. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, talks with a leader who helps churches reach people through the web and social media. Let's listen.
I'm so happy to have in the studio today Barry Dollar, who is our Georgia Baptist State Missionary leading in our web and social media strategies. Barry, thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you.
Barry, I know before you came to serve with Georgia Baptist, you had several years of corporate experience in developing internet websites, and we're glad that you're with us helping our organization and churches that we serve to be more effective in communicating through the internet, through websites and social media. Would you tell us your perspective on the opportunities that exist for churches to communicate through these means?
You know, I'm real excited about that, Dr. White. I think about some of the recent stats I saw. Anyone from 16 to 44, their number one medium is the web, over television, over radio, over newsprint. Also, when it comes to the web, having churches on the web is very important because a recent survey showed that 46% of first-time guests, they started out by looking for the church and their website. So they kind of kick the tires on the web. So it's real important to be out there. The reason I'm passionate about it, we have the ability to reach the corners of the globe from our desktop, sitting on the couch with a tablet, even from the smartphone in our hand. We can reach places we've never been able to reach before. And I think about the fulfillment of the Great Commission and how the internet is facilitating that.
That's right. It truly is an amazing time to be living. You know, a lot of churches and church leaders are a bit maybe challenged, we can say, when it comes to using electronic media for communication. Most everyone uses the web for information and email and video clips and so on. But maybe they feel a bit intimidated on how to create this kind of media. What encouragement and advice do you offer to them?
You know, I think about a couple of months ago, I needed to do a car repair. Mm-hmm. The lock actuator on my door had quit working. And when I got the price from the shop, I was kind of sticker shocked.
Sure.
So I went on YouTube and I simply did a search, how to replace that door locking unit. And immediately I had several videos of guys showing me how to do it. I ordered the part online for $15 and I dropped it in. And seeing that tutorial, if you will, made it so easy for me. And that's what's great about the web, going on there for information. And the information to take advantage of the web is on there. There's so many tutorials that show you how to do any aspect, whether it be building a website, social networking. Whatever information you need is probably already there, and it's free for you to look at or to read or to watch the video and learn how to do it. All the tutorials you could ever want are right there online waiting for you to access them.
Maybe you're aware of a church that's developed an effective strategy of communicating through the web and social media. Could you just share an example and maybe some of the results that they've seen?
You know, unfortunately, I'm kind of sad about what a poor job that churches are doing. It's hard to really point out very many good examples of them taking advantage of the internet. I remember one story that I saw. This has been about 3 years ago, and it really helped me to realize the power of the internet. And there was a young man, and his name was Jimmy. And Jimmy was going through a difficult time. He was losing his house. He was losing his job. He was drinking. He was in depression. And he would just lock himself away in his room. Well, apparently he would get on Facebook. And on Facebook, he had a couple of friends, and they were talking about their church. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about what a blessing it was to be at church. And after about a couple of months, Jimmy decided he just had to do something different. And he thought about those continual conversations about a church in his community. And so he got up one day on a Sunday morning, and he went to church. Mm-hmm. Well, long story short, he starts reading his Bible. He starts seeking after God. He comes to know Jesus Christ personally. He gets baptized, and his whole life changes, the life of his wife, the life of his child. And so there are people out there that are waiting for that message, and we have the opportunity to deliver it.
Yes, indeed. That's exciting, isn't it?
Yes.
I know you provide a website and a blog for people with questions, and some might be in need of general information. I'm sure our listeners would appreciate hearing more about that. Could you share with us about that?
I get a lot of questions from churches and mm-hmm. reoccurring questions, and I thought, well, I need to just write these answers in a blog post and have them out there, have them available. So the blog is pretty easy to remember, I hope. But you think about having your church web ready. Well, the blog is webreadychurch.com.
Okay.
And you can go on there and you can read about social networking. You can read about building websites. You can read about live streaming your church services. Now, one thing that I like to point out is a free service that I offer to churches. Mm-hmm. There's a banner on the right-hand side, and it simply says free web score. And if they will click on that banner, they can fill out a form and request their free web score. And I will do a review of their web presence on the internet. I'll look at their website.
Oh, that's outstanding.
I'll look at their social networks. Mm-hmm. I'll look at their search engine rankings, and I'll create a report for them so that they can see kind of how they're doing.
Good.
And I'll also offer them some tips and advice to improve their web presence online.
That's outstanding, Barry. That's a wonderful, wonderful service. And once again, that's webreadychurch.com.
That's right.
What a joy to visit with you today, Barry. I've been talking with Barry Dollar, our Georgia Baptist State missionary, who works in the area of media and social ministry, working specifically with the web and assisting our churches in development of a web presence. Thank you so much, Barry, for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you for having me, Dr. White.
For more information on using the web and social media, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Christian artist Josh Wilson is a Songwriter of the Year Award winner. And earlier this year, he was asked to Can It. Well, let's get the exact story, along with his music and ministry, from Life with Purpose Radio's Myrna Brown.
Josh Wilson is a singer, songwriter, and musician with a new album and an exciting new platform. And joining us now on Life with Purpose Radio is Josh Wilson. Hi, Josh.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
It is our pleasure. And we're going to talk about that new album in a second. The first thing I want to talk about is this new platform. We're going to see you on cans everywhere, right?
Yeah, about 3 million Pepsi cans, Diet Pepsi.
How did this come about?
Pepsi has given myself and a few other artists the chance to be on cans, and so they, sure enough, there's a photo of me, and it's really cool because there's also a link where there's a free song download. What I love about it is that people who may have never heard my music, you know, maybe they're drinking a can of Diet Pepsi and they see my name on there and they're able to download a song. It's just kind of a cool way to get in the hands, literally, of people who would never hear my music otherwise. So I'm very, very grateful that Pepsi chose me for this. It's a great honor.
What do you want to happen as a result of this enormous platform?
Someone who may have never stepped foot in a church or heard who Jesus is or heard the story of the gospel, here they are with an opportunity to download a song, and the song is Carry Me.
I try to catch my breath, it hasn't happened yet. I'm wide awake in the middle of the night, scared to death. So I pray, God, would you make this stop? Father, please hold on to me, you're all I've got. From my sinking sand to your solid ground, the only way I'm ever gonna make it out is if you carry me, carry me, carry me now. God, carry me, carry me, carry me now.
And the song is a declaration of how much I need Jesus. And my hope and my prayer is that as they listen to that song, they realize that we all need Jesus, and maybe it causes them to do a little more digging. Maybe they listen to some more of my music. And you know, all of my songs are through the lens of the Christian worldview, and they all sort of declare the glory of God and our great need for Him. It would be great to get a new fan. I mean, that's a nice, fun byproduct, but ultimately it's cool to be able to find a new audience who wouldn't otherwise step foot in a church.
Absolutely. You mentioned Carry Me, which is one of the songs that people can download. That is the name of your new album.
It is. That's the name of my most recent album that's currently released. The book of Colossians says that Jesus Christ is holding the universe together. In Him, all things hold together. And that is the theme of the record.
Tell us about the scares that you've had as of late, mm-hmm. and how the Lord is carrying you.
2 years ago, I began to experience pretty severe panic attacks that came out of nowhere. I didn't know what caused them, and I didn't know how to fix them. I was having chest and shoulder pain. I was having trouble breathing, blacking out. Numbness in my hands and feet, and I actually went to the emergency room, and the doctor said, yeah, this is a panic attack. At one point, I thought I was going to maybe have to stop playing music because I could barely leave my house, much less hop on an airplane and go play a concert. And these last 2 years have been a testament to God's grace in carrying me through this, and to this day, I still deal with anxiety. I think I probably always will, but it's just a reminder to me that I'm not the one in control, and that's a good thing. I'm in God's hands. And so it's exciting because I'm now working on a new album. The name is not completely decided yet, but my working title is That Was Then, This Is Now. It's a testimony of who I am in Christ, and the fact that He's the one that's sustaining me, and that my past failures and struggles and sins, they don't define who I am as a believer in Jesus Christ. The cry of that song was, Jesus, carry me, and He has, and He is, and He will. And He's always faithful to that promise. So I can't wait for people to hear this new music.
Oh, we can't wait either. And I thought about something. You said, you know, I'll probably always have to deal with anxiety. God hasn't taken that away. And then it reminded me of Paul. God's grace is sufficient, and how Paul dealt with that thorn in the flesh. God didn't take it away, but His grace was sufficient, is sufficient. And that's what I thought about as I heard your testimony.
We all have that thing that we wish God would take away. And maybe he will, but maybe he won't. And that gives us an opportunity not to boast in our own abilities, but to boast in Christ and to say he is, his grace is sufficient for me. And those of you who are listening, I don't know what it is you're dealing with. Maybe it is anxiety, maybe it's depression or just relationship struggles. I don't know what you're dealing with, but I can attest to the fact that while God might not completely take that away, he will certainly be faithful to carry you and be with you in the middle of that.
That's so good. Thank you for that encouragement. We appreciate that. Josh Wilson, it is always a pleasure to speak with you.
Absolutely. Well, God bless you. Thanks for what you're doing. And you guys keep listening to this great station.
Woohoo! And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Today's Missionary Moment highlights the IMB Journeyman Program here on Life with Purpose Radio.
God gave us skills. He made us good at something. I want to take the skill that God gave me and I want to use it in the place that's the most strategic. We know that it is God's will that these unreached people groups have a witness of the gospel. We know that there will be people from those unreached people groups that are represented around the throne of Jesus Christ one day. What greater privilege than to take whatever skill God has given me and to use it in a place where there literally is no other Christian witness.
During my time in South Asia, I learned about a whole different world and a whole different culture from my own. It transformed my thinking. It opened up my eyes and my heart to needs that I couldn't have understood without going there. The depths of poverty, but then also the richness of fellowship there. We didn't know how strong we could be in the Lord's grace, and we never imagined the depth and the breadth and the variety of ways that we would see him at work.
The ultimate passion, the ultimate cause is seeing Jesus Christ's gospel and his kingdom spread throughout the world. I want to put before them a vision that's worth living for and a vision worth dying for. We recognize that the Holy Spirit has created a situation in the world now that is unlike anything that has ever happened in the last 2,000 years. Urbanization, globalization. And this is what theologians call a kairos moment, where it is, in a sense, easier than ever for us to get the gospel into unreached places. The gospel is good news for Muslims. It's good news for Buddhists. It's good news for Southeast Asians. And I want to make sure that by God's power, we get it there in time, because I want to see those people worshiping with us around the throne. And I know it's going to happen. I want to be a part of it.
For more information about international and North American missionaries, head to lifewithpurposeradio.com and follow the links under today's program date. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope these stories have inspired you to live life with purpose. As you heard about, Deaf Chaldean Ministry, the movie Hope's Bridge, social media for churches, Josh Wilson, and the Journeyman International Missions Program. See you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose. And be sure to go to lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.